So now we come to the stanza number 25, and from stanza number 25 of the third chapter, this is rejoicing after having taken the Bodhisattva's vows, as we went through last time. Now this is the time to rejoice at what we have done. So it says, those who thus with clear intelligence take hold of the awakened mind with bright and lucid joy, that they may now increase what they have gained, should lift their hearts with praise such as these. With clear intelligence means that those who are wise, they have taken the Bodhisattva vows. And first, they have generated the bodhicitta, they have generated the intention of Bodhisattva, and then they have taken made the commitment to work for that. These two are the what we call the intention bodhisattva, intention bodhicitta, and action bodhicitta. So after having done that, now we need to kind of sustain that. We've made a promise. We have got a very good kind of motivation and intention. And now we have to train on that. And in order to train on that, we need to sustain that good motivation, that aspiration. And in order to sustain that aspiration, we need to kind of inspire ourselves again and again. Because if we don't inspire ourselves again and again, that inspiration, that aspiration that we have, that bodhicitta we have generated this time, may kind of slowly deteriorate, and then we might even forget. So therefore it is extremely important, in order to kind of improve, in order to work further and kind of stabilize and increase and, you know, make our bodhicitta very strong and progressed, we need to again and again, you know, inspire ourselves. So therefore we have to feel very joyful, we have to rejoice at what we have done by taking this bodhisattva's vows. And we should think how great that was and how important that was to take the bodhisattva's vow and to act on that and train in that. So therefore, when we have taken the bodhisattva's vows, then we should rejoice at that. We should feel how wonderful that that is, that we have been able to do that, and how much beneficial it is, and so that this bodhicitta will not deteriorate but increase more and more. Otherwise, then if you see, you know, if you kind of forget the value of that bodhicitta, if you don't see the positive qualities of that, if you kind of regret what we have done, then it will go away, and then there's no kind of continuation and no progress. So therefore it's extremely important to kind of again and again rejoice ourselves, inspire ourselves, and kind of make this bodhicitta increased and strong. So the 26th. Now there are two things. First, that to rejoice ourselves, you know, rejoice at what we have done for ourselves or for others, that rejoice ourselves. And the secondly, that we also not only rejoice ourselves, but we also ask other people to rejoice that I have taken this bodhisattva vows. So first, rejoicing ourselves. Today, my life has given fruit. This human state has now been well assumed. Today, I take my birth in Buddha's line and have become the Buddha's child and heir. You know, I have taken, according to Buddhist way of understanding, we have taken birth countless times before now. There's no kind of beginning of the beginning. We have taken countless lifetimes. And in those countless lifetimes so far, we have been trying to do something that's good for ourselves and has been very busy and has been doing lots of, you know, efforts and lots of stress and lots of hard work. But where have we kind of arrived? All those struggles, all those sufferings, all those, you know, lamentations and fears and, you know, hopes and, you know, anguish have given us nothing substantial. So we have kind of wasted them. But now, this time, you know, I found a way, and I found a kind of understanding that if I not only work for myself, but work for the benefit of all the sentient beings. And also, in order to do that, if I, you know, if I generate compassion and generate wisdom, and then I'll find kind of the gate, or I find a way to free myself from all kind of sufferings, and also not only myself, but I might find the wisdom to bring all the beings to the end of suffering. So therefore, if, you know, I have found some important, you know, really important fruit, important result of this life. And because of this, because that this understanding, and because that I have decided myself to work on that, in that line, in order to help myself and all the sentient beings, that I've decided to harm nobody and help everybody and, you know, follow this kind of a clear way that will benefit myself now, at this very moment, and also in the long run, that I can see very clearly that if I act like this, if I train like this, if I think like this, if I react like this with my emotions, if I kind of change my habitual tendency in this way of compassion and wisdom, then I know very clearly that it is all good for myself and others. So therefore, you know, I've done something completely, you know, useful, completely beneficial. So therefore, I've made this human life this time something really useful. And not only that, but I've taken, today I take my birth in Buddha's line. So I've made this decision to take the Bodhisattva's vows, and so therefore I'm following the footsteps of the Buddhas of the past, the great Bodhisattvas. And therefore, now I have become an heir to the Buddhas. I have become like the follower of the Buddhas. I have become somebody who will be a future Buddha, who is a future Buddha. So therefore, I have now found the lineage. I found my direction. I found something that if I follow and if I train myself, I know will bring only good things for myself and good things for others as well. So therefore, I must be extremely happy about that. I must appreciate this. I have done something really worthwhile this time. And then to continue, in every way then I will undertake activities befitting such a rank, and I will do no act to mar or compromise the high and faultless lineage. So therefore, I will be very careful, I will be very mindful that I will take this promise, take this direction, take this path seriously, because I understand how beneficial it is, I understand how negative it would be if I don't follow this way, if I forget about this, if I do the same way as I've been doing for countless lifetimes before this. So therefore, I will take this seriously, I will do nothing to mar or to compromise or to kind of belittle or, you know, to become a kind of a, to become a dark spot and mar and kind of become something, you know, a kind of a somebody who didn't do well, you know, who kind of made fault in this lineage. I must keep this lineage pure, you know, full-heartedly, and without any kind of making any kind of negativity. So therefore, I will do not act. I will not act in any way that will mar or compromise this, the state, high state of, you know, kind of promise that I've made to be a bodhisattva. I'm a bodhisattva, and I will not do anything to kind of discredit this, you know, great kind of lineage or the name I have got, that of bodhisattva. Because, you know, so now it's 28th, for I am like a blind man who has found a precious gem inside a heap of dust. For so it is by some strange chance that bodhicitta has been born in me. Because, you know, I've generated bodhicitta, I've found this understanding of how important to generate bodhicitta, to kind of feel compassion and wisdom, to work on compassion and wisdom is. It is because that is, you know, the source of all happiness and source of all positive things for myself and for others and for all beings. So it is like, you know, if you have to give an example, it's like a blind man finding a precious gem inside a heap of dust. You know, if there was a big heap of dust, and in that there was a most precious gem, and you are yourself blind, but somehow you found it. That's very rare. It doesn't happen often. It can't, you know, it's very, very difficult. And if you find that, you must consider yourself extremely fortunate, extremely lucky. I must feel myself like that. I am an ordinary person. I'm not the most intelligent person. I have all sorts of negativity. And still, I found the bodhicitta. And I found that I am going to generate bodhicitta and work towards on the path of the bodhisattvas. So this, you know, is so fantastic, so wonderful, because this is going to bring the lasting peace and happiness for myself and lasting peace and happiness for all the sentient beings. So, you know, by some great blessing, by some great chance, by some, you know, really great, you know, something, karma that I've done somewhere, sometime, some great connection that I've generated bodhicitta a little bit. So that I is so precious, you know, because if I am a blind man and I found this precious, but you know, jewel, I will not waste it. I will try to keep it as, you know, kind of a dear as my life. So in the same way, I would now keep this bodhicitta as dear or more dear than my own life, because it is so wonderful and so beneficial and so useful. So I think I will stop here. It is asana number 25 to 28 of chapter 3.